Okay, I believe Coach Alford has made it off the shuttle at the
Hello?
airport and now available. Coach Alford, are you there?
Yes.
All right, we
Hello?
have Coach Steve Alford from UCLA. Star one to ask a question.
Your first question comes from Steve Mims with the Register Guard.
Yeah, Steve, what's been your early assessment of what you've seen out of Oregon through non-conference?
I'm sorry, what?
What's been your assessment of what you've seen out of Oregon through non-conference play?
Well, obviously, very, very talented team. This is a team that Elite Eight last year with a lot of the returning pieces, and Dana's done a very good job of putting this team together again. And like us, they've had to endure some injuries along the way, but I think they've won 9 in a row and 33 in a row at home. So, very dangerous team and well coached team with a lot of talent. So, got a lot of respect for this team.
What's the update on Thomas Welch for you?
He will be available.
Thank you.
Again, starting the number one to ask a question. Your next question is from Bruce Pesco with the Arizona Daily Star.
I'm wondering in general about this game tomorrow. Kicking right into it, going right into it, conference play, one of the toughest possible games, if not the toughest. How does that feel? Is that a good thing to get it going right away, or does that maybe scare you a little bit?
Well, I think we got to play the schedule of the way it says we got to play it. So, you know, we started on the road last year. We've started on the road before. So, you know, we're going to play at Oregon. They're going to play at our place. So, it is the conference season, and it does get a little bit unusual hitting this close to Christmas break. So we've had some challenges with that of trying to juggle Christmas break and get some time off for the guys to see their families and then get back to work. But the schedule is what it is, and you just got to go play the game. And we got to hope that our preparation has been good and that we play well.
When did you guys come back from break? You know, have you had a good 3 or 4 days to get ready?
We came back Christmas night.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Again, starting the number one to ask a question. We have a question from Steve Mims with the Register Guard.
Steve, has this start to the season almost even exceeded what you thought could come together this quickly?
Well, we have obviously high expectations every year and just very pleased with our team. It's been 2 decades since UCLA has gone undefeated through a non-conference season. So our guys have done something special through 13 games, and we've played very well at home. We've played well away from home. And those are all, and we've done that with being beat up a little bit. So we're starting to get guys healthy, starting to get, I think, guys in a pretty good rhythm and flow. And so hopefully our depth will be enhanced here moving forward as we get into conference season. But I'm just really proud of our guys that at every turn they've met the challenge and they've done it in a very good way. So we're in a good spot going into league play, but we obviously know that this is a very tough matchup for us to open up league play.
What's the key offensively? I mean, to be able to shoot the percentages you guys have and average the number you have and be so consistent, depend, you know, ball movement or kind of depth, what's been the key to be able to put up the numbers you guys have offensively?
Well, we have a lot of guys that can pass it, shoot it, and dribble it. So we've got a good skill set offensively. So the ball moves. They play very unselfishly. They make the extra pass. We pass up good shots to get great shots, and that's a good trait. So I think those have been a lot of the key factors, and we've been able to get out in the open floor and get some movement going that has then taken place at the half court. A lot of times you can get to half court and get stagnant, and this group has done a very good job of continuing our movement, whether it be full court or half court, and we've been a low turnover team. So you got guys that can shoot it, If you're not turning the ball over and you're working to get good shots, usually good things happen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, stars in the number one to ask a question.
Okay, that's all we have. Thanks, Coach Alford. We appreciate your flexibility.
Thank you. Okay.